Okay, so you have to Shmaya. You dot other here. Ramesh at the starting line for most of the world, you could say. Right, they're in perm already. Not yet, but definitely close, even in America. Right, just talking to Chevra, Mamish getting ready to go to the mikveh, to go to Davin. It's wild, no? We get another day of Achana. Hashem gives us matana. We can be in Yerushalayim or Kodesh to get another day. So, there's a lot going on here, Chevra. A lot going on. So, what can you possibly say? So, maybe it could be like this a little bit. Is that there's a concept of Habolit Taher Misayinosa. Right, that a person who comes to mitar himself, Hashem assists him in doing that. Which means that what? That you're makir, that I can't do it myself. Right, I want to be mitar myself, but what's the hakara? I can't. So I need the boreal of the system. That's the whole of perm. Perm, you come to the revelation of adlo yada. That what? Boreal, after all the cheshvan I can do, after the whole zman, I realize boreal, I can't. I can't do anything on my own. I mean, not out of depression, but out of boreal, I need your help. Like it's in our Gemara Sukkah, right? If Hashem doesn't help you versus the Yetzirah, you have no shot. So Nukud is, you come to Hakarl and Purim comes, Goyalim, Habol Tara, we're just trying to be Matar ourselves. Try to be in the Avdecha Be'emes. We need your help. So it's nice because we have 2 days of Purim, right? Yud Dalet Adar, which we're holding by now, and that's the Hachana. So what's Gematria? Yud Dalet Adar. Yud Dalet is 14, Adar is 205. 219 is Gematria Tahara. What's and so then you also have Tesva Vader. So what's Gemach Tesva Vader? 220. Gemach Tahor. The whole Matzias of Perm is what's the day of Tahara. So how do you get the Tahara? Habol Tahar Messiah. It's only the Borderland helps us. It's all you could do. And this is more, it's not even a Torah, this is more of a Tefillah. That we've just tried. We've been sitting here for months talking about Perm almost every night. Since El, almost every night. Literally, no? So now we just come, Boreal, and like, we have nothing. So now we just have to be Tara ourselves. Yidat other, Tara. Today we just try to enter in. So how do we enter in? So this is this Torah from the Rishner. We learned this before Shabbat. But it's mamash, it's so gishmak. So it's in the Sefer Irin Kaddishin on page Kuf Lamed Vav. The Halig Rishner says like this. B'shem HaRav HaKadosh Mirizhin Hinei Yadua Shemegilas Esther Nikras Kach Mishum Sheishba Gam Hagila V'Gam HaHester. Right, that Megillas Esther represents Megillah is from Lashnav Megale, that's revelation or out external, right? And Esther Shavah could say this Torah, right? And Esther is means what? It's like the Pnimius, whatever. So he says there's both inyanim in that in Megillas Esther. There's Chitzonius and there's Pnimius. V'nei matzinu she'etzel Esther hamaka k'siv chatzer pnimius, like it says in the parak hey pasuk aleph that tamod bechatzer beis melech pnimius, right? So it says by Esther, where was she standing in the beis melech pnimi, right? The inner chamber. V'etzel Haman Arasha, no, what do we do when we hear the word Haman? Right, v'etzel Haman Arasha k'siv hachitzona. But by Haman, you know what the pasuk says? Beis HaMelech HaChitzona. It says by him that he was in the Beis HaMelech, but which part? The external one, the outside. V'amar Rabbeinu, the Rishner, She Esther Haisa Kulu Pnimius. That the whole Metzius of Esther Malka is Pnimius. V'Haman Haya Kulu Chitzonius. But Haman's Metzius, the Yitzhahara's Metzius, is what? It's Kulu Chitzonius. It's Mamash, such a geschmack Torah in just 8 lines. That what? The whole Metzius of Esther Malka is everything by her is entering in Pnimius. Entering all the way. You don't stay at the Chitzonius. But by Haman, what is it? No. Base Chitzoni. It's all about externality. That's what the Matzias of Haman represents. And that's the battle we have on Purim. Who's going to be Chitzoni? Who's going to be Panimi? Who's going to be a Haman Dika person, Chas V'Shalom? Versus who's going to be Mikash Esther Malka? So we know the famous pasuk, like we spoke about last night, that before Esther starts fasting, the 3-day fast, she says to Mordechai, Lech Kenos is called Yehudim. Right, go and gather up all the Jews. Gather up everyone to go daven fast 3 days, right? Just so we can make something happen here. So happens to be nice, because up here, as like we said, that Lech Kenos es Kol Yehudim is Gematria 717, is Gematria Purim B'Miloy. Right, that the Shlemus of Purim is what? Lech Kenos Kol Yehudim, gathering everyone up. Right, which is an Indian of Achdus Yisrael, but that's not where we want to go right now. But the Kuda is that Lech Kenos, the word of Kenos means what? Base Knesses, right? But Knos means what? Knisa, right? When you see at the entrance somewhere, it says what? Knisa, which means what? It's entrance. Which means what? You have to enter. Lech Kenos means the what? Bring them in. Right? And that's the Nakuda of Purim. Lech Kenos is Kol Yehuda. Bring everyone in where? It's not just on gather everyone and bring them in. Don't let them stay on the outside. Nakuda of Purim is what? Come into Purim. Don't stay on the outside like Haman stays out. That, oh, it's very nice and I see things from external. The Nakuda is for Ish Panimi, which is the Nakuda of Esther Malka. What? Enter in. Lech Kenos. Kenos means what? To go in, Chevra. Go into the Chatzar Panimius. To enter into the Panimius Hadavar. That's what Purim's all about. How many people come that prepare the whole year of Purim and they just stay on, everything's just external. What? There's no feeling of that I'm in it. The Kudis, when Purim comes, I'm here. Right? Like it says about, I heard this from Moshe Tzvi. It says, we know Yom Kippur is what? Yom Kippurim. It's only like Purim. Right? So there's Machlokas in the Gemara if the Itzu Moshe Yom Mechaper or not. Right? If the Etzim of the day Yom Kippur is Mechaper or not. Right? So there's a Maitza, I think it's what the Belzer Rav. He says that the Nekuda of Yom Kippur is what? Itzu Moshe Yom Mechaper. Right? The day itself is Mechaper. Even if you don't do tshuva, let's say, yeah? We don't say that, but Nekuda is that what? That Itzu Moshe Yom Mechaper. How much more so Yom Kippur is Kippurim? Right? That the Itzu Moshe Yom, the day itself, what is Mechaper? Now, where did I see today, Chevra? Where did I see this today? Oh, Givaldi. Look at this, another Torah from Mishner. I wasn't even planning to say this. Listen, Givaldi, no, it's not such siyat the Shemad. Borim is the best, no? Listen what the Mishner says. Disa v'Purim, Askrias Hashem Yom Kippurim. So the Zohar says it's called Yom Kippurim. Nimtza Kippurim Gadol Yom Kippur. The Mishner says straight out that what? Yom Kippur is on a small. I don't want to say that. Purim's on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Vatam. Ki Yom Kippur mechaper rak l'shavim. Because Yom Kippur is mechaper just for those who do tshuva. Meaning, what if you do tshuva? Good. If you don't do tshuva, then what? You don't have the kapara. Upurim. Bein l'shavim, bein l'sheinim shavim. Whether a person does tshuva, whether a person does tshuva. You're mechaper. Why? Ki bepurim, kol aposhe yad nosdin lo. Anyone who just puts out their hand, you're given. And that's what it means. Kimulu mala mashkibulu mata. Right? It was mekabel above. What was the mekabel down below? Meaning what? Lemata kiblu laseis matanos lechol dorish bli hevdel, that we are mekabel upon ourselves. Whoever puts their hand out, we give to them. V'chein kimu lemala l'chaper. So too above. Lakol bein roi bein in roi. Whether you're roi or not. So I think there's a maisa with the Belzer Rav. I think it's the Belzer Rav, which he said. Is that he walked out one time on the day of Purim, and he just started going like this. Chasim said, what are you doing? And he said, Itzu Moshe Yom Mechaper. That the etzim of the day, the air of the day, is the air of kapara. That what you just breathe it in, the chevra, we're there. How many people don't focus on that? That what I'm here. It's an armor sechet itself. Do I have it here? No. Okay, so I'll say it outside. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, I think a Nun, Beis, and Aleph. Right? Speaks about the Simchas Beis Shreva with Hillel. So Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg said this when he was here in Torah Shagam. He said, when Hillel came to the Simchas Beis Shreva, you know what he used to say? Im ani kan, hakol kan. Right? If I'm here, then all's here. Now hold on a sec. Hillel was known as a big-time Anav, right? That's why he passed like Hillel over Shammai, because they were Anavim. Im ani kan, hakol kan? Well, if I'm here, then everyone's here? Hello, where's your Anav? So Moshe Tzvi wanted to say it in a different way. What it means is, im ani kan, if I'm here, hakol kan. Then my whole being has to be here. Because if I'm here, but my head's not here, and my legs are that way, and everything else is in different places, then I'm not here at all. Im ani kan, if I'm here, hakol kan, then my whole being's here. If I'm really in Purim, then what? I'm not focused on anything else. Focused on what? My focus is that I have avodah to do on Purim. It's a pasuk we had a couple weeks ago in Parsha Mishpatim. Pasuk like this, in Perek Chaf Dalid, pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ale Elai HaHara, right, come up the mountain, Ve'yei Sham, and be there. What does that mean? Go up the mountain and be there. What does it mean? If you go up the mountain, are you not there? No? So what does it mean? So I think I heard this one time. I think it was quoted by Shem Mei Shiluach. I heard this from Moshe Tzvi also. So what does it mean? Ale Ale Haram Ve'yesham. Go up the mountain and be there. What it means is that you can go up the mountain sometimes, that you could be in a certain place, but your mamish not there. You can mamish be by the Kosa Maravi, and you can literally be in Las Vegas. You can literally be at a Geshmak Shir with a Matel Zilber, and you can mamish be in a club in Tel Aviv. The Nakuda he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Ale alahar, come up the mountain, veyesham, and be here. Don't be anywhere else. Don't be down there. Don't be over there. Veyesham. And that's the avodah for all of us also. The hardest thing in the world today, with these things, right, with everything you have, is the hardest thing is to be here. Right, wherever you are. I struggle with this also. Right, wherever you are. No matter what. Oh, but I could be here. Or I'm in the middle of learning, like, ooh, well, what's going on in the game now? Right? The whole Nakud is about Vayesham. Be here. Be in Purim. When Purim's here, Chevra, nothing else. I have a vod too, Mechias Amalek. I have a lot to get done. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? I have four mitzvahs of the day. I have to Mishalim the Shem Hashem. I have a lot to gain up. I have a lot of tefillos down for. I have a lot of people down for. I have a lot that I want to become in life also. Vayesham, but you have to be here. No other focus. It's just that what? I'm here. And I'm fully here. Hence, it's nice to be in Yerushalayim. Because, we said before, I'll tell you Remez first, yeah? A Remez to Purim is in Shir HaShirim, like we said last night. It says, Heviani el Beis Hayayin. It says, bring me to the Beis Hayayin. It happens to be in Stachin, by the Rebbe of Matel, Shlita. Struggling with Ve'esham right now, because I'm almost want to be by the Rebbe. But, Chesky be here. Oh, the Rebbe is so gishmak. Especially on Purim, he's so gishmak. Oh, Vori Olam. Right? Heviani el Beis Hayayin. Right, Heviani, or in Stachin, that's what they have on the when others start. They have a big sign. It says Heviani el Beis Hayayin. Right, bring me to the Beis Hayayin, which is what the Purim Suda. They have Purim. So Heviani el Beis Hayayin is Gematria Hapnimis. We said before by Esther, where was she? Chatzer Hapnimis. Heviani el Beis Hayayin, to come to the day of Purim, to come to the Beis Hayayin means the what? The Pnimis of it. Go all the way in. Don't just stay, you know, I have to be careful. Okay, for sure. You should have Hagdaras for that you shouldn't pass out and become a monster, for sure. But what? But you should be in Purim. You should be all the way. At my Suda, I'm all the way here now. Misakin Suda Sachashverosh. Misakin Haman Harasha. Misakin Vashti. I mean, to erase them. Misakin all that I have to misakin. But what's that include? Haviani Besayin Hapnimis. Go into it. Enter in. That's being nice because Haviani Besayin Gematra Hapnimis, also Gematra Yerushalayim. Means that what? Being in Yerushalayim is the best. Haviani Besayin, that's in Yerushalayim. Ha-pnimis, which is the pnimis of it. So you might think, oh, but this guy has it there, this guy has it there. Come on, Yerushalayim, you're a kodesh. You know, there's nothing better than that. You can't, mamash can't get better than that. But then hold the kudus, what does it mean to be in Yerushalayim, you're a kodesh? It also means, it's required of you even more so, enter in, all the way, to the pnimis hadavar. The kudus is to choose what? Be like Esther, not like Haman. In the world we live in, unfortunately, the big saying goes, the what? That seeing is believing. That's what people say. If I see it, I believe it. That's sheker. It's mama sheker. Seeing is believing. That's not how we work. How do we work? We work nasa v'nishma. I'll do it. I have a moon in the Borei Olam. And part of that Indian is, like we say on Shabbos morning, every Shabbos, and also in Tehillim, it says, ta'amu ur'u ki tov Hashem. It says, ta'amu, taste it. Ur'u, and you'll see ki tov Hashem, how sweet it is, how good Hashem is, how great Torah is. B'lon akudis, how many people are so afraid to even taste it? It's not for me. And even if I have to taste it, but I have to make sure that I'm tied down to my team. You know what I mean? I make sure tied down to my friends. I don't enter all the way in. It's like when the Kohen Gadol used to go to Kodesh Kodashim, right? Kodesh Kodashim used to put a rope around him in case he would die. So people mamish feel that today. You know what? I can learn for like 5 minutes, but hold on a second. Let me just make sure that like my phone will go off in 5 minutes so I don't go past that. This is what we're not here. The Kudi is enter in. Tamuru, ooh, taste. The halacha goes chayiv inish libesume bipuraya ad lo yada, right? So that's obviously what bipuraya is, lashon of what? It's Aramaic, right? So what it means is chayiv inish libesume bipurim, like it's read in all those svarim. That's what I say. Chayiv inish libesume bipurim lishtaker bipurim. Okay, so bipurim, like it says in halacha, ta'amu uru'u is gematria exactly bipurim. That's what it is in purim. Dafka in purim, taste it. But to taste something, you have to fully be in it. And you'll see how sweet it is. You'll see how sweet it is to live in a state of Olam Haba. Live in a state of Adol Yada. The whole Nakuda is what? You have to enter in. You have to let go a little bit. Right? Sume Rav Asay Tov. Right? If you come in with the Ra with you, you can't do the Tov. If you Sume Ra, you have to get rid of that. El Beis Hayayin. That's what it's about. So El Beis Hayayin is Gematria 518. Is Gematria Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimkomo. Because you know what happens when you enter into the Beis Hayayin? You see what? Gevat. Malei Kvod Hashem. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekomo. You see, the what? The Borei Olam is everywhere. And it's Kavod Shemayim is everywhere. The Indian of Kavod Shemayim is what? It's Pirsum Enisa. The Indian of Pirsum Enisa is what? It's revealed Kavod Shemayim. Right, one of the inyanim of the Suda is what? Is a Suda. You're revealing Kavod Shemayim at the Suda on Purim. So it happens to be also that 518 is Gematria El Beis Hayayin, also Gematria Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekomo, also Gematria Pirsum Enisa. That at the Beis Hayayin, you reveal what? Ah, Givat. Look at Givat Hashem is. And what? I'm in the Chatzar Pnimius right now. I'm there. That's what it's about. To reveal Kavod Shemayim. But Dafka in the Pnimius. The Gemara Megillah says, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ra'u chol afsei aretz is Yeshua Selokenu. That all the corners of the world saw the Yeshua of the Borei Olam. Says, what? When was this? Rashi says, what? Bimei Mordechai of Esther. That the whole world saw Kavod Shemayim. It was unbelievable revelation of Kavod Shemayim. And that's the Nekudah of Megillah's Esther. Like the Rebbe says, like we said so many times, Megillas Esther, you reveal the what? The Pnimius. Megala Esther. You have Megala and you have Esther. But you know what you do? You know what a Jew does? You bring it to the Shoresh Davar. You're Megala that everything's Pnimius. The whole world's Pnimius. That everything else is Chitonius. And I don't want that Chitonius. That what you do on Purim is you take your Chitonius and you reveal the Pnimius of it. So the what? That I'm an Esther Dick a Jew. I reveal that I'm a Pnimius Dick a Jew. I have a Neshama. I have something to reveal here. I have an Avoda here. Like the Rebbe says, Purim is a Yom Shorashi. It's a day to get to the Shorash Adavar, to reveal who I am. But the Nefkuda is that what? The Pnimius, that the Avoda of it. How many people in the world are so focused that there's anything to do with Avoda and Purim? Think, you know, Purim's a nice day. You hear Megillah, da 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 da, and then done, right? People miss out Yom Kadosh, right? If Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKadosh, and it's Kippurim, that's what? Yom Kodesh HaKadoshim. Your mamish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Purim. So what happens if you're in Kodesh? If you're in the Kodesh Kodesh, maybe Machshav Azar, what happens? Die. Same thing in Purim. Chassidim are not going to die. Kodesh, you're in the Kodesh Kodesh. So what? Your thoughts have to be there. It means what? You have to be there. Fully be there. Ve'yei sham. That's the avodah of it. I'll tell you a nice remez also, just to finish off. Is that it's a little bit deep, but it's okay. So basically, there's a concept called par dinim. Okay? 280 dinim. Familiar with the concept of Menatzpach, yeah? So Menatzpach, we'll say this over Purim maybe also. But Menatzpach, look at this. There's sofits, right? The letter sofits. In the, there's, let's go through all the sofits, right? There's a mem sofit, a nun sofit, a tzadi sofit, a peit sofit, and a chav sofit, okay? So gematria of all those together is 280. Yeah, so it represents a concept called par dinim, okay? So now, if you add, so how much does each letter have? So if you divide 280 divided by 5, what do you get? Good, 56, right? 56, okay? So that means that each one of those dinim is represented by the number 56. Okay? Well, good. So how do we mevatel this 56? So one of the inyanim is, we said before, about being tahor. So how does a person become tahor? Oh, a mikvah. Right? Ma mikvah mitaris tzmei, ma fakadosh baruch hu mitaris tzrael. A mikvah. So when you dip in a mikvah, what's that called? Tevila. What's gematria tevila? 56. Good. So now, the Nekuda is that how many tefillas do you do on Purim? Pashat, all you guys are going to make on Purim. So how many do you do on Purim? Right? Lamaisa. So maybe you'd say, oh, perfect. I'll do 5 on Purim. Why? Because 56 to mevatel the par dinim. It's a good idea, no? Maybe. But now let's say this. If you add one more tefillah on to 280, what do you get?
336.
You match your Purim. But the metzias of Purim is also, it's that bechina of a mikvah. I can't say that this is just a B'derech Efshar, it's a Purim Dekatora. But Nekud is that Purim is a day of a mikvah. It's a day of Tahar. Why? Because Yom Kippur is, Metzias Yom Kippur, it's a mikvah. Right? That's when we say that Amar Bikiva, right? That Nigin that we know is a Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah in Mesach's Yuma. And again, if that applies to Yom Kippur, how much more so Purim? Right? But the Rav Salvechik, right? Chesed Gein Leinu, says what? Says, what's the Metzias of a mikvah? If I go into a mikvah and I keep my hand out of a mikvah, good or not? Okay, what about if I keep my foot? What about one little pinky finger? What about one hair? No good. Fully in here, it doesn't work. Same exact metzias as Purim. Whole metzias Purim, the Tara, Tahor. Right? Yudad Adar, Gematria Tara. Tesva of Adar, Gematria Tahor. That's the metzias of the day. What is the day of Tara? It's the day of a mikvah. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. But the Nekud is, you have to be in it. Because if you're not fully in it, it doesn't work. We should be zocha to do tefillas that are kasher dik tefillas, to mevatel the menatzpach of Haman Arasha, of Zeresh Ishto, and all the Rishonim in the world, and to mamish be in Purim, to be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, and the ani el beis hayam v'diglo alahava leich kenosas kol Yehudim, and that day of mamish we should be having mamish unbelievable galus. Shoshana Siakov Salva Samecha Biryasim Yachat Teiras Morchai Chuasam Yisla Netzach. We should be Nitzchiistic Jews. We should enter into the Pnimius and not be like Haman Arasha who's Chitzoni. Enter the Pnimius Hadavar B'siyat Hashemaya L'kavod Purim Kavod Eze Purim B'kedusha B'tara Meir Av Yemenu Amen. Sure.